From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Lebanon's militant group Hezbollah buried a top military commander Friday after he was killed in an attack in Syria, where the group has deployed thousands of fighters. Hezbollah fighters carried the coffin of Mustafa Badreddin through the streets of southern Beirut Friday in a funeral procession. The 55-year-old Badreddin led the Shiite group's involvement in the Syrian civil war and was the highest official from the group to die since Hezbollah entered the conflict several years ago. Without giving any specific time, Hezbollah said that Badreddin was killed in a big explosion targeting one of its bases near Damascus Airport. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the killing. Hezbollah said it was investigating the cause of the explosion, saying the investigation will determine whether an airstrike, a missile attack, or artillery bombardment caused the blast. A UN committee that monitors implementation of the Convention Against Torture has condemned what it calls the ongoing practice of torture and ill treatment in Turkey and Saudi Arabia. In its examination of Turkey, the UN Committee Against Torture did not find torture to be widespread or systematic. Nevertheless, it noted torture continues to be practiced. The committee of 10 independent experts said its major concerns included impunity for acts of torture, inhumane detention conditions, and accusations of extrajudicial killings. Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.